Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurt.
What's up, everybody? It's Elder Prevost, and y'all know what this is. This is the revival that just won't stop, the revival that just won't quit, the revival that keeps going and going and going. Glory to God, and we're going to keep going until the wheels fall off of this thing. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for everybody that's called in and tuned in tonight. Amen. We are featuring the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, praise God, which is based, hallelujah, out of Long Beach, California, over there on the West Coast, praise God, and the apostle, the pastor, the leader, hallelujah, my brother in Christ, Apostle Elden A. Curry, hallelujah, amen, it is under the watchful eye, praise God, hallelujah, amen, so we thank God for him, praise God. For those of y'all that don't know, we've been doing this since May 11th, glory to God. Hallelujah. Since May 11th, praise God. Today is August the 9th. So in 2 days, we're going to be 3 months. Hallelujah on this thing. Praise God. 3 months. Hallelujah. Amen. And I imagine next year we're going to be pretending we've been a whole year. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Why? Because God, amen, has his anointing on this ministry. I do believe that. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can see the spirit of the Lord moving. Hallelujah, on this line, praise God. So we thank God for each and every one of you who have called in, I say, on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah, we thank God for all of y'all. Amen, our listeners have increased in the last week. And we thank God for each and every last one of you new listeners listening in, praise God. Hallelujah, we're going to take it to the throne of grace so we go any further. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, First of all, we just want to tell you thank you. Thank you for allowing us to come together in your name. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit being present with us on today. Hallelujah, as it always is. We just want you to move. Hallelujah, and have your way like you always do, Lord. Hallelujah, we are your willing vessels on tonight. Hallelujah, we are ready to receive what you have to say. Hallelujah, we are receptive. Hallelujah, to the word on tonight. We bind, we rebuke, we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight. Hallelujah. And once again, Lord, we thank you, we magnify you, and we praise your name. In Jesus' name, we amen. And amen. Bless the Lord on today. Bless the Lord once again. This is the revival that just won't stop. And we thank God that y'all are here with us. Praise God. Rolling with us. Hallelujah. Amen. We getting ready to go to the throne of grace with our testimonies and prayer requests. If you're out there on Blog Talk Radio, call us up on your screen. Call in. Praise God to be a part of the service on tonight. We want to hear your prayer requests. We want to pray with you. Hallelujah, because we believe, like the Bible says, that when two or more come together and agree on a thing in the earth, hallelujah, on anything, hallelujah, in the earth, anything, not some things, hallelujah, God ain't going to, if we agree on healing, and he agree on healing, that don't mean, because we agree on finances, he ain't going to agree on that. Hallelujah, praise God. We agree on deliverance, but he ain't going to agree on that. Now, he said, whatever you touch and agree on, I'm going to unleash it in heaven. Praise God. And if you don't know, now you know. Whatever you get in the physical, glory to God, it has to be released in the spiritual before you can receive it in the natural. Glory to God. That's why he said, if you agree on it in the natural, I'm going to unleash it in the spiritual, and then it's going to materialize in your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we want you to call in. We want to hear your testimony about the prayer that you're praying. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because we have had some prayers go up, and we had some testimonies go up concerning the prayers. Praise God. Hallelujah. What does that tell you? God is still working. Hallelujah. God is still on the throne. God is still in control. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen on today. You want to go to Psalms 100 again? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be tired of it, amen, but the Bible says don't get weary in well-doing. Praise God. How about that, amen? The scripture says, amen, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word on tonight. Hallelujah. Verse 4 tells us we are to enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Praise God. Hallelujah. And into his court with praise. Hallelujah. Amen. We talk about it every night. Every scripture basically is telling us the same thing. Hallelujah. God said you need to praise me. God said you need to magnify me. God said you need to lift me up. Praise God. Some of you say, I can't lift God up. Hallelujah, because of the situation I'm in. I don't feel like praising God. Hallelujah. Your praise ain't got nothing to do with your sin. Praise God on tonight. I'm going to say it again. Your praise has absolutely nothing to do with your feelings. If you pray, that feeling that you got from the situation will pass. Hallelujah, amen. The Bible says it like this. See, if you believe what the Bible says, you would praise his name in the midst of the situation, no matter how you feel about what's going on. The Bible says this, and it's so clear, this too shall pass. Praise God. Hallelujah. Whatever you're going through, the Bible actually says it like this. It came to pass. Glory to God. It didn't come to stay. Hallelujah. See, the enemy has this way of getting to our heads and thinking we in a permanent situation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We not in a permanent, hallelujah, situation. Whatever your situation you in, the only thing that's permanent about you is God, the presence of God in your life. The only thing that's permanent is God is going to always work it out. The only thing that's permanent, watch this, the only thing that's permanent is your situation is temporary. Glory to God. I know that it makes no sense, but you got to catch that in the spirit. The only thing that's permanent, hallelujah, is that your situation is temporary. Hallelujah, praise God. If you can get in your head at every trial, every tribulation, hallelujah. See, trials come to test us. Tribulations come to punish us. But you need to know that no matter whether it's a trial, whether it's a tribulation, it came to pass. Hallelujah. It's not here to stay. Praise God. If you knew that, hallelujah, if you had it in your spirit, hallelujah, amen, that means you would praise him. Glory to God. You would magnify him. Hallelujah. You would come on the line praising him. Hallelujah. You will wake up in the morning praising him. Hallelujah. You will walk up in that church you go to praising him. Hallelujah. You wouldn't have to wait for somebody to hype you up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lord said you wouldn't have to wait for somebody to hype you up. It's not a rap concert. Glory to God. When you need a hype man to get the crowd hype, hallelujah, you need to be hype because the guest of honor is God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is in the building. Praise God. You ought to magnify his name because God is in the building. You remember back in the day when Michael Jackson was alive and he had a concert? Hallelujah. Didn't nobody have to hype you up to go to a Michael Jackson concert? You might be so hyped at the concert you pass out. Glory to God. They got to carry you out on the stretcher. Hallelujah, because you're so excited to see Michael Jackson. Hallelujah, you ought to be excited to be in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah, Michael ain't do nothing but sing you a song and take your money. Hallelujah, amen, and did a couple of dance moves for you. God is delivering you. Hallelujah, he's giving you salvation. He's healing your body. Hallelujah, he's prospering your finances. He's healing your family members. He's bringing them to him. Hallelujah, God is doing so much in your life. You ought to fall out right now. You ought to fall out your chair. Praise God, hallelujah. You ought to pull that car over right now. Hallelujah, praise God, and just praise him on the feet of the road. Glory to God, hallelujah. You ought to praise him in your living room right now. Praise him in your bedroom, in your bathroom. You might be on public transportation. You need to be, look crazy right now and start giving God some praise. Hallelujah, because he's worthy. Hey, look, you've been around here looking crazy for other people all your life. Glory to God. That first love, you look crazy for him, look crazy for her. Hallelujah, you look crazy for these people at the job. You're doing all the bosses working, ain't he taking all the credit, ain't giving you a raise or promotion. Hallelujah, praise God. You looking crazy for all your friends, they using you and you're abusing you. Hallelujah, amen, but you still trying to be the best friend you want to be because you so lonely, you need some friends. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen. You looking like a fool for everybody else, looking crazy. Hallelujah. People talking about you. But you don't want people talking about you when you're praising God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't want to look stupid. You look stupid for humans. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You look stupid for your children, bailing them out every situation they get into. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You looking stupid for your spouse. Hallelujah. You got to get your hair and nails done every week. Hallelujah. Because he needs you to keep yourself up. Hallelujah. You looking stupid for your spouse. You working yourself to death trying to put diamonds and rubies and all grindstones around her neck. Hallelujah. Everybody talking about your praise, God. Hallelujah. Why won't you let them talk about your praise and God? Hallelujah. That's what I like people talk. They look crazy over there. Hallelujah. How they look crazy? Because they trusted God. Glory to God. They look crazy over there because they praising God in their situation. Hallelujah. Praise God. You still in that marriage, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. You still lifting up that person, praise God. Hallelujah. Lift up Jesus. Hallelujah. Lift up God. God has never turned his back on you like man has. Hallelujah. The Bible says he's not a man that he shall lie, nor the Son of Man that he should have to repent. If he say he's going to do something, will he not do it? Bless the name of the Lord. That's the kind of God we serve. He's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. That's why you need to walk into the court giving him praise. Hallelujah. You should be praising while you dialing the phone number. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You should have been praising him when you got out of bed this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So when we come to the throne of grace tonight, hallelujah, I have a question to pose to you. Are you ready, hallelujah, to look crazy for the Lord in this hour? Are you ready to look crazy for the Lord in this season? Hallelujah. You ready for people to talk about you, hallelujah, and say, look at them over there trusting God. Look at them praising God. Hallelujah. They all hyper-spiritual, Bible thumpers, all this other stuff they want to call you. Let them talk about you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Be radical. Glory to God. Be radical for God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So as we come to the throne of grace tonight with our testimonies and prayer requests, it's time for us to get radical for God. It's time for us to give God, hallelujah, our most radical praise. It's time for us to give God our all. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the phone lines are open. Yep. If you're out there on Blog Talk, go ahead and call in. The phone lines are open at this time. If you have a testimony or prayer request, feel free. Bless the name of the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Chase. Praise the Lord, church family.
Praise the Lord.
I'm trying to give my prayer. I'm trying to give my testimony. I want to thank the Lord for blessing me and keeping me another day. I want to thank the Lord for waking me up to see a brand new day. Not just today. I want to thank him for waking me up each and every day throughout the years. I want to thank the Lord for his many, many blessings and provisions he provided for me throughout the years and the years to come. I want to thank the Lord for the roof over my head, my utilities, food, and et cetera. I just want to thank the Lord and praise the Lord for who he is. I want to thank and praise the Lord for forgiving me for my sins. I want to thank the Lord for the prayer line. I want to thank the Lord for each and every one that faithfully attends the prayer line. I'm thanking the Lord for keeping each and every one of us, for providing for each and every one of us. Also for keeping every family member, family, friends, and loved ones. Because you don't got to do it. We owe him. He don't owe us nothing. So at least we could be grateful and appreciative. I hear people mumble and grumble about, oh, they ain't got this, they ain't got this. The Lord said, if you're grateful and thankful for little things, he'll bless you with with bigger and better things. But who wants to promote an ungrateful person? So, you know, we are truly blessed that we're still standing with the Lord and he's still keeping us. We still have shelter, food, clothes. We still have our loved ones. We still have our kids, even though they didn't went plumb crazy. But they still living. God giving them the opportunity and chance to get it right. So I just want to thank the Lord for each and everyone on the line, and I want to just continuously to love him, to learn more of him, and try to be strong to complete this journey. Amen and amen.
Amen.
I want to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. God, may I find a brand new day. I want to thank the Lord for all my family and friends.
Amen.
I want to thank the Lord for all his blessings he has showered upon me and what he's going to do for me. I just want to ask the Lord that please go in California, put out the fire, go to Louisiana, and help all the people with the coronavirus. Yes, send down rain, Lord. Send down rain. Everybody needs you in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, I love you.
Oh, my God. Wake up this morning. Shout out on the brand new day. Well, thank God for all y'all on the line this evening.
Yes.
Pastor Curry and Brother Andre.
Hallelujah.
And Miss Alberta. And Virgin Atlanta and Lana Bobby. Rose and Ed. I'm saying, I'll ask the Lord to pick you up down there. How weird. To hit one of y'all on the road this evening. On these dangerous highways here in Atlanta.
Ask the Lord
to please take care of the homeless. Give them somewhere to stay, give them something to eat. But I ask you to take care of the wildfires out of California. Give them some rain, Lord Jesus. Give them lots of rain, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, please take care of the ones out in Louisiana as well, Lord Jesus. But I'll take care of the ones over here in Georgia and Alabama, Florida, Lord. And up and down the East Coast, Lord. And up in the Midwest. Father God. Please take care of the homeless, Lord Jesus. Somebody needs you right now, Lord. Somebody needs you right now, Father God. Father, please take care of the inmates in jail, in prison. Somebody needs you right now, Father God. They don't take care of the kids. They get you out of school wins, Lord. Big kids and little kids, Lord Jesus. Make sure they all safe and protected away from this COVID, Lord. Father, thank you for all of them watching, Lord Jesus. Only them on the track, Lord. Father God, have it fixed your way where these two brothers can find a way to communicate with one another and get along with each other. The Lord. Father God, take control of Marcus Jack and drinking. I know he drinks a lot. The alcohol ain't good. I wish he'd slow it down or just put the bottle on one. Father God,
yes, Lord.
Just take him once he's she in dirt town, Lord Jesus. She got all time, Lord. Take him out to you, Lord Jesus. Father, take him out, Janice and my brother as well, Lord. Father God, thank you for my cousins and my sisters and my niece and nephew. Jesus, now free. Amen.
I want to thank God for being here. I want to thank God for the Vine, for the Andre, for the Ella Corey, for Sam Berta, Mother Virgie, Crystal, everybody on the line today. Lord, take care of my brother. Take care of his daughter, Cable and Kiki, DJ, my nephew. Take care of my other nephew. He's finna go back to school. He's finna go back to school Wednesday. Take care of him. Take care of everybody. Lord. The homeless. The cell ward. The prison ward. My cousin Janet Lewis. Vice Lewis. Eric Lewis. Eric Battle. My uncle Odell, my uncle Jack. Pray for all of them and Christine, her daughter, and Dale, my brother, myself, you all. Go get your blessing. Thank God for you all. I love you.
Amen. Brother Andre.
Yes, ma'am.
Brother Andre, can you ask him to mute their phone? There's a television and an outside conversation going on.
Amen, amen. Whoever it is, if you tell you in the background in conversation, please put your phone on mute.
Hey, man.
All you gotta do is we got you, brother. Whoever that is with that TV, please put your phone on mute. Just press the mute button. Yeah. Bless the name of the Lord. I believe I heard Mother Alberta.
You did. I just want to say, dear Jesus, we love you. Because you are the friend of ours. You provide my every need. Yes, you do, Lord. My hungry soul, you feed. I'm aware you are my source. From which your blessing flows, and with this soul in mind, I know just where to go.
Praise the Lord, Mr. Alberta.
To all the saints on the line, I thank you, praise God, for another day.
Yes, Alberta.
I thank you, praise God, for another opportunity, and he's giving me another chance to get it right. I thank you, praise God, for what he's doing on his mind.
Yes, Lord.
What he's doing in my life. I thank him for making me a willing vessel. We run on and see what the end gonna be. I thank and praise him for his grace and mercy. I would like for you all to pray my strength in the Lord, that I be the daughter and I do the things that he has required me to do in these last and evil days. Pray my strength.
Amen, amen. Once again, we thank God for Mother Alberta on tonight. Hallelujah. Once again, whoever that is with that TV in the background, please, mute your phone. Praise God. We can hear it. Either mute your phone, mute your TV, or hang up. Those are really the only three choices. Please. Praise God. Hallelujah. Treat the phone line like you're in church. Praise God. Hallelujah. Remember when you was little in church? Praise God. Hallelujah. You had to sit down, be quiet, and the usher would get on you if you was a grown man. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So please, just mute your phone so we don't disturb the Spirit of the Lord on tonight. Amen. Praise God. Well, we thank God. Hallelujah. For all the testimonies that have gone up before the throne of grace on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that called in and tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to go to the throne of grace. Amen. And then following the throne of grace, I'm going to introduce the man of God, and then we are going to have a selection. Bless the name of the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. You have heard all of the prayer requests that come up before your throne tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. You have heard the testimonies that have gone up before your throne. Hallelujah, Lord. We ask that you honor those prayer requests and the testimonies on tonight. You said when we touch and agree on anything in the earth, that you will unleash it in heaven. Hallelujah. We are touching and agreeing on tonight, if it be thy will. Hallelujah. And we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. Hallelujah. Because you're worthy to be praised. We lift your name up high and holy. We thank you for provision, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for providing every one of our needs, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. We appreciate you, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you touch the man of God on tonight, that you touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Hallelujah. Anoint his mouth right now to speak nothing but your word. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you for letting the anointing flow freely as you always do. Hallelujah. Enlighten us on tonight. Teach us on tonight, Lord. We are here, we are willing, and we are ready to learn your word. Hallelujah. Lead the man of God the way you want him to go. Hallelujah. He shall come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen on tonight. Hallelujah. God is truly worthy to be praised on tonight, y'all. Hallelujah. He is truly a good God. Hallelujah. Getting ready to come forth and bring forth the word. Hallelujah. On the revival that just refuses to stop. Hallelujah. Praise God. Is the leader, the pastor. Hallelujah. The Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Praise God. Hallelujah. Which home base is out there on the West Coast. Praise God. In Long Beach, California. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And I'm talking about nothing else. Hallelujah. That the man that has brought forth the word nearly every day. Hallelujah. Since May 11th. Praise God. Hallelujah. For nearly 3 months, he has been coming forth, bringing forth this word. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about none other than your friend and mine. Hallelujah. The apostle himself, Apostle Elvin A. Curry, immediately after the selection. Praise God. You will be in his hands. How many of you know back in the day, hallelujah, couldn't nobody see no good in you but Jesus? Bless the name of the Lord.
When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time, one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
Everyone else
could only see.
Could only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When God walks you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah, oh.
When everyone else around me,
you
only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine, and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore, he didn't look at you and think that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you, and what did he see? What did he see?
You're the best. The best.
What did he see?
The best.
I said, 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 what did he see?
The best.
Can I sing the verse one time? Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. Sing. See, he's mine, and I'm his. It doesn't matter what I do, but he only sees me who I am. Ooh, Lord. Yeah. He's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time. We're going to go past it. He is mine. Oh, oh, oh.
He's mine. And I'm his. It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I see.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
Yeah.
Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Apostle, you on the line? Bless the name of the Lord.
Yes, sir. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, Apostle Elder Dave Curry, you see your head, man of God.
Somebody give God a praise, everybody. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. It is indeed a blessing, amen, to be in this service one more time. Come on here, somebody. Somebody
amen.
Say one more time.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We bless God on tonight. Thank him for his goodness and his mercy. Because we know without his goodness and his mercy that we wouldn't be here. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And give him praise on tonight.
Giving honor to Yahshua, who is the head of my life. To my dear, dear brother, Elder Andre.
Bless you, my brother.
Thank you for praying for me. Amen. Until I was able to get on. Amen. To everyone under the sound of my voice tonight. Amen. I want to send out my love to everyone. How many know that this is praying time, y'all?
Amen.
Amen.
There's so much on the land right now that we cannot afford to not to be praying. I tell you tonight, there's so much more that I want to share tonight with us. Amen. Tonight going to be a hot topic. You know it always is.
I'm getting on.
It is revival. So we don't pull no punches. We only say what the Lord tell us to say. I mean, you know that at the end of the day, it's not what we think, but it's about what God says. Somebody, come on.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
We can think a lot of things, but at the end, it's what God says, amen, that will override everything that we think. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yep.
Amen.
Tonight's topic is going to be about what is the real truth about homosexuality and how does God really feel about that? And what do the 501c3 have to do with what a lot of these preachers are saying concerning homosexuality? There's supposed to be,
yes,
a separation of government and state, of the government and church. It's supposed to be to where the church is supposed to be saying what God wants done, and they're not supposed to be intertwining. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
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 But how many know that it's not always the case?
Amen.
In this hour, beloved, there's a lot of pastors who is not telling the truth about what God won't preach concerning homosexuality.
Amen.
And about gender. And how many know that those of us who is preaching God's word is going to be held accountable?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Whether you're a bishop, whether you're an apostle, whether you're a prophet, no matter what title you wear, when you represent him and you represent heaven, we have an accountability for what we say and for what God tells us to say. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
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 Some preachers say, well, you know, when Yahshua was here, he didn't talk about homosexuality one time. He never talked about it, and he wasn't against it. Well, what I got to say is this. Even though he might not have talked about it, he wasn't for it because he said, I come not to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So he didn't have to talk about it because he was about it. He was the law. So he didn't have to say anything. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And the word became what? Flesh. And dwelled among us.
Flesh and
so
dwell
the word
among.
That became flesh was still the law of the Old Testament. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
And how many know in the book of Leviticus that Yahshua called a man laying with a man an abomination? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. The abomination.
Amen.
It is an abomination.
That's the only sin I know that God came and destroyed a whole city behind it. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
Can y'all still hear me tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
And people want to play games behind this sin. But God destroyed a whole city, and he's about to destroy a whole city again. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Jesus.
How many of you know that if God did it once, he'll do it again?
Amen.
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 He's not a person.
And these preachers act like they got amnesia. Like they can't say nothing. Like the cat got their tongue. Like
Amen.
The devil got their tongue. Like they don't remember what the Lord told them. Like they don't know what's in the Bible. But let me tell you something, glory to God. Ain't enough money, hallelujah, in the world, glory to God.
to keep me from saying what God want me to say. Because let me tell you something, hell is
Amen.
Too hot and eternity is too long, amen, to suffer behind material things. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
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 And I care about your soul more than I care about you liking me.
Amen.
Whether you like me or not, I got to tell you what the word say, and I got to tell you what God say. Now, God will
Amen.
Work all that. Come on here, somebody. But I don't want nobody's
mm-hmm.
blood to be on my hands. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Come on.
Amen, real.
Amen.
Somebody got to tell the truth, because these preachers ain't telling the truth. Joel Osteen ain't telling the truth. Bishop Jake, ouch, ain't telling the truth. And a lot of these other preachers that ain't telling the truth.
Amen.
Come on.
So my thing is, what's keeping us from telling the truth?
Come on, Holy Ghost, speak it.
What about that money? So they lied
well,
to get it.
Amen. Well, let me tell you something. Amen. I hope it's worth eternity, because the Bible says that what do it profit a man if he gain the world and lose his soul?
Gain the whole world. And
amen.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah.
That is so true.
But if you don't have the praises of God, hello, somebody, you still going to hell. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Whoa, Jesus.
Yeah.
The rabbi, Sunday, the rabbi. Jesus.
We're supposed to be preaching what God wants, not what we think or not how we feel, because it don't matter how we feel. Come on.
Amen.
Here.
Amen.
Feel.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Come on, teach it.
We got to say what God says. Somebody say what God says.
What God says.
Somebody.
We got to say what God says. What God says.
I may know that you sleep better when you say what God said. Come on there, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
I mean, you ain't got to worry about being convicted, glory to God, because you didn't say or you didn't do
Amen.
What God wanted you to do, glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But how do you control these preachers? Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Now, before we go into, because we're going to hit a couple of scriptures, and I want y'all to know tonight, I pray that the Holy Ghost of God, you know we messed up when we can't tell whether we are a male or a female, right? You know we messed up mentally, and the devil got our mind where we don't know what gender we are, and we don't know if we are male or female.
That's true.
Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Lord Jesus.
How do we get so messed up mentally?
Come on.
That we allow the devil to mess us up on who God created us to be.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no, you can't preach to me about nothing if you don't know whether or not you're a male or a female.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus.
You can't tell me nothing about what God said if you can't tell the difference about what you're supposed to be. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Confusion. A ball of confusion.
But I just want you to hear something, beloved. That I read on the 501c3. Somebody said 501c3.
501c3.
And it says, can y'all still hear me tonight?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes.
It says the government-controlled church.
It said the government what?
The government controlled churches. In other words, the churches that the government have complete control over. We thank it, oh God, that this will set us free tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody praise God for freedom, because I feel freedom in the air tonight.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. Freedom.
We've been thinking. See, that's why our blessings haven't been coming, because we've been giving to the government instead of the God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, Lord, have mercy. We've been thinking that God been in control of the church, but the government been in control. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Come on, Holy Ghost. Speak
That's
it.
Why we can't get no help.
Speak it, Holy Ghost.
Going to lose a whole lot of friends tonight, but I'm gaining heaven. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Come on. Come on, Bishop.
That's why a lot of these preachers can't preach what God tell them to preach, because the government got control of what they preach. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, I thank you tonight that everything I preach, let it be all of you, Lord, and none of myself. Bring freedom tonight, Lord. We thank you tonight. And we give your name the praise and the glory.
Yes.
Have your way. Bind every devil and demon and every unclean spirit. Every religious spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Every mind binding
Yes, Lord.
Lord, thank you tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Is the only spirit that will have his way in this meeting. We
Amen.
Give you praise and glory. Lead and guide us into all truth. I call on all truth tonight. That you will stand up and set us free tonight, because we need you more like never before. And we bless your holy name. Yahshua holy name we pray. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Now, listen, Saints, here's what I found out about the 501c3. He says, I once asked a scholar in college, did Jesus or Yahshua need a 501c3 to be able to preach the word of God?
Amen.
Think about that. Did he need a 501c3 to be able to preach the word of God? The question stopped there because it was one that could not be answered. Come on here, somebody.
Pastor.
Yes.
Pastor, is that a permit they get from the government?
Well, it's a way of the government funding the ministry. But you have to be under their bylaws and standards. They fund, and see, that's how the food ministry and everything is kept up. But there's rules and regulations that come with that. Just keep listening. It says the question stopped there because it was one that could not be answered. Well, did he? No, Yahshua was a free man, and he did not compromise with the government of his time for grants and other things that the government is offering churches today.
Hey.
The now infamous 501c3 section of the Internal Revenue Code goes back to 1936. So that's the way that the IRS controls the church. Come on here, somebody. It says, but then Senator Lyndon Johnson was the Dr. Frankenstein who in 1954 unleashed this monster IRS upon America. Come on here, somebody. His motivation was that he did not like the way... Listen to this very closely, y'all. His motivation was that he did not like the way pastors and churches were opposing his liberal agenda.
Hmm. Lord have mercy.
Mm-hmm. Y'all still hear me tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
The 501c3 was instituted because the government didn't like how the word of God was being preached, because the word of God was preaching against sin.
Hallelujah.
Let me say it again in case somebody online is listening and didn't catch what the Lord said. The reason why that was set up is because the government didn't like the way the preachers and pastors was preaching against sin.
Lord have mercy.
And because people were getting set free. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
It's just like having money in the bank.
So, and he wanted to use the power of law to silence them. Come on here, somebody. Come on.
Wow.
It says, he therefore introduced a verbiage to the IRC that churches were prohibited from influencing political legislation and supporting political campaigns or risk losing their tax exempt status. So, your Holy Ghost. I'm in the water now, y'all. Listen here. A church can stay tax exempt and not have to pay no taxes as long as they don't expose what's going on in the political realm of the government.
Wow.
Can y'all still hear me tonight?
Amen.
Yes.
So they say, okay, we'll make sure you stay tax exempt, but don't you expose nothing that you know about. You can't talk about nothing but the by and by. Make sure you keep their head in the clouds. Make sure you talk about anything but reality. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
And so that's why we're not hearing what we're supposed to hear. But then it says, but of course, the colonial pastors didn't have to worry about their church being incorporated as state-created and controlled entities or about IRS agents intimidating them regarding what they could or could not say. In early America, preachers were free men. They could say whatever they wanted. Beyond that, virtually everyone regarded preachers as being God's men, not the servant of men. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
So now the agenda has changed from us being men of God to being the men that is being read by men. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So now preachers are not preaching by the Spirit of God. They preaching by the Spirit of money. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
Are y'all still with me tonight?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why the church ain't got no power, beloved. I'm going to tell you the truth. That's why the church ain't got no power.
because God is not the center of their story. Come on, here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Preachers get paid to preach falsehood.
Amen.
Glory to God. Now, we're going to go to some scriptures tonight, but before we do that, I want to finish reading off this here, because this shed light on why there's so much compromise in the church. Maybe God never called us to have church.
Maybe.
Are y'all still with me tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because we have in church, but God ain't moving.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Lord. I want us to be strong tonight, beloved.
Amen.
So God said, I want you to talk about what the other preachers won't talk about, and that's homosexuality. And why, as preachers, they tell us we can't preach against that spirit.
Amen.
How many of you know that that spirit is a part of the new world order? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
It says, today, however, the average pastor, servant of the state and the church he pastors, more often than not, has become a creature of the state. It is an absolute fact that state-owned churches are killing America.
Amen.
Amen.
How many know that we dying right up in the church? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
How many know that we ain't supposed to be sick in the church?
Amen.
How many of you know that it's crazy when you're in the church and still not having the power of God flowing? Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why people are dying in the church and they're trying to find some kind of work. Relief. They trying to find somewhere where God is moving. Come on here, somebody.
Mm.
It's the same. You're paying your tithes and giving your offering and still can't get a breakthrough. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't know if y'all can hear me tonight, but churches that are being owned by the state is killing America.
Amen.
Amen.
And it says, it's made the church into a corporation that fears the federal government more than God. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
This is sad. It can't even be said that some preachers have the appearance of cringing political correct. It says political correct cowards rather than committed God men of fortitude with a backbone. hallelujah, such as those we read in the Bible. See, the difference is that the patriarchs that was in the Bible, according to the King James Version, was not afraid to stand up for God.
Mm.
Amen.
And I hate to say it, but I'm going to go back to it because the Holy Ghost is saying, yeah, yeah, you're going to say it. The prime example was when the virus hit, where was the power? Come on here, somebody. We talking about God got all power, but didn't nobody stand up? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
When the virus first hit, that's the time we should have showed what? The power of God. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
Yep.
But instead, a lot of preachers folded. A lot of preachers said, well, you know, we got to obey the laws of the land. But this is the time that God is supposed to be able to stand up in his people and say, amen, that we got a God that can heal. Come on here, somebody. We could,
amen.
You know, if we had stood together,
yep,
amen, as the body of the Lord, we could have rebuked that virus and sent it back to hell where it belongs. Because really, this is spiritual warfare. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
This ain't physical. This is spiritual.
Yep.
But we didn't go into prayer. We tried to fight the spiritual fight with a physical weapon. And therefore, that's how we got defeated. So when the government said shut down, because the government had control all the time, every church shut down. Come on here, somebody.
Yep.
So God is always saying, who going to stand up for me? Come on here, somebody. Who going to stand
Amen.
Up for me? Come on.
Yep.
I know God is looking for somebody to stand up for him. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
So the reason why I can't nobody say nothing about homosexuality because they don't really want to say what God said. But it's time for us to say what God said. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. Come on.
And God said it's a sin. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
God calls this spirit an abomination. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
How many know that God look at different sins in a different way?
Amen. Hallelujah.
God don't look at all sins the same way. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he hates sins. Certain sins, when he said that's an abomination, in other words, he hates even the thought of that sin. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Even when you go into the courthouse, they have different laws for different sins. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Oh, speak, Holy Ghost. Speak, Holy Ghost. How many know if you go in a store and rob and take a piece of candy, amen, they're going to give you a slap on the wrist.
Just going to jail like everybody else.
But if you go in there with a gun and strong arm the store, guess what? That's a federal. You're not just going to get a slap on the wrist. You're going to do some time. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Now, if in the natural it looked like that, can you imagine what God, how God is?
Hmm.
We're talking about, well, you know, God is a God of mercy, but God is also a God of justice. If you miss, we're talking about how bad it is for a man and a woman to come together unmarried, but how bad is it for two men to come together?
It's terrible.
How bad is it for two women to come together? Come on here, somebody.
That's a big
come on.
Place.
But then we want to say it's all right if they go and get married. No, that's worse, because you putting an unholy thing to a holy thing, and you think because you putting an unholy thing to a holy thing that that's going to make it holy. No, that's going to make it worse. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Let's take the gloves off. If God hadn't wanted same sex, when he made Adam, he would have made a seed. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
When Adam wanted a helpmate, he didn't say, let me make another man. He said, let me make a what? A woman. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
I like what James Brown said. He said it's a man's world. He said, but it wouldn't be nothing
without a woman or
a girl. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Peace, Pastor. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wow.
We done lost our damn minds around here, Harley. Talk about we saved and we holy and we going along with homosexuality. No, the devil is a lie. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And all you preachers that scared to say something, let me tell you something. God will hold you accountable.
Amen. One-way ticket to hell.
Don't you know that hell got a special compartment for preachers and prophets and evangelists that did
Amen.
Not say what God wanted them to say? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We worshiping the creature more than the creator. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We got the nerve and audacity to talk about having a first man. When have you ever see how crazy this thing is, beloved?
Amen.
We have replaced the first lady with a first man. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Have mercy, Jesus.
The first lady can't even be a first lady no more because she's been replaced by a first man. Come on here, somebody.
Wow. Have mercy, Jesus.
Come on, look what the Lord has done. The devil is a liar. They're going to mess around and God going to send Holy Ghost fire and burn them up in person. Glory to God. They better stop playing with God.
Amen.
He said, speak, prophet. They better stop playing with God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I thank God because the most beautiful thing God could ever made was a woman. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How would the earth be with just all men?
Hey, mama.
I wouldn't want to walk around just seeing hard-legged brothers all day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God didn't make you like that. Something wrong with these brothers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go to shake
Hallelujah.
A brother's hand and get him more softer than yours. Hallelujah. The devil is a lie. Come on here, somebody. He's looking at you smiling, and you got to watch him because you like, what is you smiling at? Amen. You couldn't be smiling at me no longer than 3 seconds. Glory to God. After that, that's not your somebody.
Come on here, somebody.
Give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus help.
Got women around here looking for another woman because they not attracted to men no more. Now you've been so hurt by the wrong man that you done turned to your own sister for comfort. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, you ain't going to have me go here. No, Lord, that's why we got the dildos and everything in every sexual toy because you really want a man and you hiding behind that. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Let it rip.
And then we talk about women apostles, glory to God. Now, you know, say that ain't my call, but let me tell you something. How is it said that in the Bible that all the apostles were male, but now, amen, the woman wants to be an apostle. I'm still trying to ask God, what is this? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And how you going to be a bishop when the Bible says that a bishop is the husband of one wife? I'm still trying to figure that one out. Unless you got another sister on the side, you calling your wife.
Wow.
See, a lot of this stuff God ain't condoning, glory to God. We didn't just put our two cents in. Somebody ain't coming, there's neither male nor female in Christ. Let me tell you something, there's male and female in Christ. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where you think the male and the female came from? It didn't come from nobody but God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And we're supposed to be able to give them an example. And we can't give them no example because the homosexuals that took over the church. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said they done took over the church. Come on here, somebody. The pastor
Amen.
Can't rebuke them because they all in his clique. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Talk about he don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. We better think about God's feeling. What about what God feels? God is saying, somebody better think about me because I'm the one that you got to deal with when I come back. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why you think God is raising up real prophets, real anointed vessels that ain't scared to say what he said, glory to God. I'm going to tell you right now, I ain't connected to no 501c3. So I can say whatever God wants me to say. Come on here, somebody. And I'm going to say glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because I fear him and I love him. And I want him to be happy with me. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
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 Romans chapter 1 said that God has turned some over to a reprobated mind. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They know the truth. Right? But they still hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because when the truth came to them, they denied the truth. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Because it didn't fit them. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
That's why a lot of people try to find a church that'll preach what they want to hear. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you just like this, child of God. Start preaching what you want to hear. Look for the exit. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Because that means that you ain't getting no help. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Because the word ain't going to always make you feel good. Sometimes it should convict you. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
You don't want to feel good word all the time. Lord, help me, Lord. I'm down here. I'm fighting, Lord. Help me, Lord. Give me the truth, even if it hurt me, Lord, because I know you're going to soothe me. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Come on and give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When I saw what Bishop Jason was preaching and how they were in a telecom, when they was on these different shows, they act like they didn't know what to say. Come on here, somebody. They were coming, well, you know, I don't want, you know, that's a God talk. Well, we got God in us. Come on here, somebody. Can y'all still hear me tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
I don't know, God.
What good is having God in us and we can't make no God calls? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
We supposed to be God's mouthpiece. Come on here, somebody. When did the mouthpiece go bad? Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want to see about going two places tonight, and then we're going to close it up. Let's look at Leviticus. Leviticus 18.
Oh, hold on. Oh, Jesus. Pastor.
Yes.
Where could I find Leviticus at?
Leviticus will be right after Exodus.
Right after Exodus?
Yeah, you're running to Leviticus.
Yeah, it's like the third book.
All right. Okay, I got it. You said Leviticus what, 18?
Leviticus, yeah, chapter 18. We're going to begin reading with verse 22.
Okay.
Matter of fact, wait a minute. Go to verse 21, too. We're going to begin with verse 21.
Okay, Leviticus 21.
No, Leviticus 18, verse 21.
Oh, 18, 21.
Mm-hmm. Is everybody there?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. And the word of the Lord reads, oh, Father, thank you for your word tonight. Thank you, Lord, that you validate everything by your word, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you said heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or tittle of your word will fail. Father, thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you that your word is still holy, Lord. Thank you that your word is still righteous, Lord. That your word is still you, Lord. And you and your word are one. And so, Lord, we praise you right now because your word will always accomplish what you set it out to do, and that you will never go against your word. We thank you tonight, Father, and we give you praise, and we give you glory, and we bind the hand of the enemy. We rebuke every devil and demon that will try to hinder or stop or even try to confuse the mind of the people. Amen. Every mind-binding spirit, I bind you up right now, and I loose the freedom and liberty of the Holy Ghost. Somebody give God a praise tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you for understanding, Lord. Thank you for bringing understanding to my mind. Thank you for bringing understanding to my spirit. Thank you for bringing understanding to my soul.
Thank
my
you,
soul,
Lord.
Sunday. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
And we give you praise. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen.
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 Verse 21. Yes. Do not give any of your children to be sacrificed to Molech. For you must not profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Molech is the idol God that the enemy used to take the souls of the children. And he wants the children because their blood is pure. And it gives him more power. That's why we got to plead the blood over our children. How many know that many of these that are in high rank, that are in government, that they are pedophiles, and that they are after our children? Lord, have mercy.
Can y'all still hear me tonight?
Amen.
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 Let me tell you, there is an attack on the children. We got to keep our children covered in the blood. We got to pray God's anointing over our children.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
As a matter of fact, take 3 seconds right now and just begin to thank God for your children. Cover them with your
thank
blood
you
right
Lord.
Now. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Rabbi Yashakayu.
I'm
back. Yeah, something happened and hung up.
Satan, the Lord rebuke you, and the blood prevails against you. Hallelujah, Lord.
Amen.
Let your favor be over our children. Holy, let your angels, let their guardian angels guard them with the utmost power, God. We thank you. And we give you glory. And we give you glory. And we give you honor, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody send up a shout right now for your children.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Why do you think there's so many children are missing right now? Why do you think every time we turn around, something is happening to who? Children. Amen. Children are not safe. Amen. Unless we pray over them and plead the blood over them and thank God for them. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Devil, you can't have my children. I'm my son that God gave me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Where were they gone? Now, in Leviticus verse 22 of chapter 18, it says, do not have sexual relations. Do not have sexual relations with a man as one does with a woman. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
How many know that the Lord wouldn't have put this in here if this wasn't happening? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord said, I'm giving you the land, but don't do what I destroyed the other people for. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Do not have a sexual relationship with a man as does the woman. This is what? Detestable. The King James Version has an abomination.
Amen.
This is one of the sins that God hates. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
So is that why the devil is trying to turn everybody gay? Does he know that the Lord hates his sin? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Verse 23, do not have sexual relations with an animal and defile yourself with it.
Amen.
To an animal to have sexual relations with it, this is a perversion. How many know that God wouldn't have wrote it if they wasn't doing it? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
To let them know you got to have more sense than that. That is demonic. That's another spirit you operating in. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You got to have more respect for yourself.
How many know that they still doing that right now today? How many know that the Europeans love to have sex with their animals? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. That's why they keep their dogs so close to them. That's why, you know.
That's why they get
for
them big dogs.
PD is there for more than just protection.
Get them big dogs faster. Wow.
You know what, daughter? I think,
they're mentally sick.
Dogs,
a lot of what people do don't make sense, dog. But when you ain't rooted and grounded in God and you ain't got the Holy Ghost, you'll do anything. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
How many know that the flesh ain't got no restrictions? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Lord have mercy.
That's crazy. They be having their German shepherds and great dames and everything.
Amen.
Then he has their horses and donkeys and mules and whatnot. I'm like, wow.
Amen.
This is way out.
It is way out.
But to them, it's normal. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Because they're mentally sick.
But let me tell you who mostly do this. Who mostly do this is the Europeans.
Amen.
Amen. This problem we don't have. Come on here, somebody. Unless they done got around some Europeans and that spirit done rubbed off.
Amen.
But God says, don't do it because it's an abomination. And then verse 24 says, do not defile yourself in any of these ways, because this is how the nations that I'm going to drive out before you became defiled. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
So God says, when you get in the land, remember that these are the same sins that I destroyed the other people for. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Yeah. How many know that when you do so much abominational sin, that it affects the land? Come on here, somebody. That's why the land is sick, because it's sin sick. So God says, I want to put some holy people in its place. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Come on, give God another shout of praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, God, tonight that he's allowed me to share this and that we get an understanding. Somebody say understanding.
Understanding.
And so why would the government not want us to preach against sin?
Because they wicked themselves.
That's why, right here, daughter. Hallelujah. And so that's why you find a lot of pastors now preaching against sin, because you can't preach against what you're not delivered from. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
But come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And so I just want to thank God on tonight for his goodness.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Somebody give God another shout.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Glory to God.
Pastor.
Yeah.
What is the name? There's a name when... human beings sleep with animals. It's a name they call it. I can't recall the name.
Yeah, there's a name for it.
I can't think of the name of it.
Oh, bestiality.
Yeah, that's it. Bestiality. Yep. That is what it is called.
Amen.
Can I say this? Can I say this real quick and then I'm done with it? It's pertaining to the lesson. You heard of Chino State Prison, right?
Yeah.
You know they have their own animal farms and stuff, cows, and grow their own vegetables and stuff, right? Well, they had a man, he was on the news. You know, he had the work detail, and his work detail was to go out there and milk the cows and stuff. Well, he was going out there having sex with them. And he got caught. And I thought they were going to prosecute him and add another charge to his sentence. They gave him 5 days in the hole. I said, ain't that a crying shame? But he was a white guy. And I was like, if it had been a black person, they would have hung him.
You told me. When you started talking, the Lord said, he's European. I told you.
Well, he was white. They actually caught him. And they didn't press no charges of him. That was all on the news. I was like, oh, my God. And apparently he had been doing it a while.
Wow.
But he never got caught until that one day. You see, that goes to show you what goes on in the dark eventually going to come to light. And it was a black CO officer that caught him.
Well, what about the ones on Facebook? They was on Facebook walking around the farm naked and having sex with the pigs.
What?
Wait a minute. Say that one
and
again.
You can see who they were. They was walking around naked and having sex with pigs.
Oh my God.
Oh. And my sister stopped.
I keep stopping pigs. I stop eating pigs.
Now that's a reprobate mind. That is sick.
Yeah,
but my brother, may he rest in peace, but he did 10 years out there in Chino, right? And
wow.
I was telling him about it. He said that he said he seen that stuff all the time. He said him and some man got into a fight behind it. God, did that funny help me? I said, what? Y'all fighting about it? He said, they tried to put that man in the cell with him. Wasn't having it. And they put him in there anyway. He said, that night they got into a fight and he beat him up. So they moved him. I'm like, wow.
That's crazy.
It is crazy, but you know what? We're living in a sick world. This world is sick. It ain't nothing but a ball of confusion. Because like the pastor said, they're not preaching the right thing. They're not preaching what the Lord want them to preach. They're lying and preaching or saying what they want to say in order to get that money. And they're going to pay for that.
Mm. That's why I thank God that when God give you a real pastor, when God give you a real vessel, amen. To call
them. Amen.
Everybody ain't got that.
Amen.
Amen.
But God said it. But see, God said in the last day. Somebody say the last day.
It is
the last day.
It's the last day.
I'm going to give you pastors after my own heart. In other words, they will have a heart like me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pastor, could I ask a question? Isn't it a sin to use those sex toys?
Yeah, because the toys are only
But isn't that a sin?
Yes, it's a sin.
I thought it was.
If you're trying to do what a man is supposed to do, that's a sin to use those sex toys.
Yeah, because the toy is not real. It's not real.
Right.
And God don't want to give us something that's not real. He want to give us the real thing. Come on here, somebody.
Which is a real man, a real husband. But this one individual argued me up and down that she said that God had it invented for a woman to satisfy themselves when they are widowed.
Well,
God didn't make that.
Well,
it just didn't sound right.
No, God didn't have that invented. Man did that.
I knew the lady was full of it. Like she was crazy one.
You probably used that as an excuse.
To justify.
God know how to bring it. Give us what we need. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because you still ain't gonna be satisfied. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. I say mentally sick.
I know, daughter, I know. Somebody give God another praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I think it's, God help me, you guys. Please forgive me. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. Maybe I should get off the line. I think about that guy in that car. That black CEO said he felt it. He knew it. I've been telling him about it. The man kept denying it. So he told him, don't worry about it. He was going to catch him. So he started snooping around until he caught him. Wow. And he didn't even have life. It would be something. Well, it would probably look better if he had life. But he was in there on like a 3-year stretch. But he was always in and out. So that was his woman. I'm like, wow. That's craziness.
I really wanted us tonight to really be confident in our stand concerning homosexuality, concerning the vaccine. Because more and more this thing is revealing itself. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
I had somebody tell me, come on, you know, I don't think you heard God because this this vaccine ain't the mark of the beast. I said, anybody that's in the faith of the true living God, the Lord gonna let them know that this vaccine is the mark of the beast.
Wow. You know what they announced today?
What's
on
that,
the news? They're making it mandatory for all branches, all military personnel, to have that vaccine by the middle of next month. If not, they're going to get their walking papers. And they got nurses. They got a registered nurses on the line at all these hospitals protesting. So I was like,
wow.
They know what's in that vaccine, and they know what's really going on. And these are registered nurses. They said taking it.
So with that being said, then the doctor that died from taking it, that should be all the evidence that we need right there.
Amen.
When a doctor died from taking it, and you want us to take something that he died from, no thank you.
Amen. Can't take that ride.
It's good to know the truth, y'all. It is so good to know the truth.
Amen.
And the truth shall make you free. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
People seem to have a problem with the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord said, hold on to the truth, because the truth is going to be what's going to save you in the end. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Are there any more questions?
No. Pastor.
Yes.
Is it a certain name? I'm just curious. Now my mind is wondering. Is it a certain name for churches that just harp on money, 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 and they trying to collect money and get money any and every way they can? What would you call them?
Well, they had a name for those preachers. They were called prosperity preachers.
Yep.
They were called what?
They were called prosperity preachers. Because all they ever preached about was, you know, money, money, money. They didn't preach about how to live holy. They didn't preach about speaking in tongues. Their whole thing was how to get things from God. Come on here, somebody.
Hmm. Wow.
So, you know, they can show you all kind of ways to get that money.
Got that right. It seems
living holy, they didn't talk much about that.
Amen. They would get mad if you didn't have no money put in that basket. Like the Bible said, come as you are. But we're going to move on.
Yep.
We're going to pray for them too.
There's also a scripture in the Old Testament that says that you're never supposed to be in the presence of a real prophet without an offering. Because their offering reverenced God in the prophet. And so they knew that if they gave the prophet an offering, that it would cause God's hand to move for them.
Oh, okay. But how many offers are you supposed to give them?
Every time they came in their presence, they never came empty. So they had something for the prophet.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Because I had the impression that once you gave that 10% once a month, that was sufficient. But now you said every time you come present, be fed by them, then you got to offer them.
Yeah. Remember the covenant that Isaac made with the Lord? He said, Lord, every time you bless me, I'm going to give you 10% of whatever you bless me with.
Oh, okay.
So every time he got blessed, he put it in God's hand.
Oh, okay.
And this was during the famine. And Isaac prospered more in that famine because he kept his word to God.
Amen.
Oh, I feel the anointing right there, y'all. Hallelujah. Because he kept his word to God, God blessed him in the famine. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah, because I have had people tell me, honey, you paying too much. You only supposed to give 10% once a month.
Once a month?
And I said, oh. I didn't know that.
Let me tell you something.
Which I really didn't know that. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and lie. I'm not going to pretend like I know everything because I don't. That's why I'm on this line asking questions and trying to get a true answer.
Amen, daughter. Amen. But see, that's a good question, daughter. Let me tell you something. And usually people that try to tell people how much to give like that, they normally don't have nothing.
Oh, they normally ain't giving their cell phone.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But always obey the Holy Spirit of God in you and always obey the voice of the God in your leader, and you're going to be perfectly fine, daughter.
Okay.
Amen. Somebody
Amen.
Give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. While the Spirit of God is moving, come on in, Elder.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God
Amen.
For his word on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Like he said, a lot of people, they don't want to, they can't preach the truth. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because they're under contract. Hallelujah. When you're under contract, there's certain things you can't say. That's why a lot of we don't know how a lot of celebrities really feel about what's going on in the world because they're under contract. Praise God. Hallelujah. So they can't say what they really feel. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And they got the hold on the churches now. Praise God. That's why it's good not to get the 501c3 if you start a ministry. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And the man of God brought up some very key points that he preached about. Amen. Hallelujah. And we want you to know if you are in these things, hallelujah, right now, amen, you can come out of these things. Hallelujah. That God is
yes,
the redeemer.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God is the deliverer. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes.
God has brought us out of some stuff. Hallelujah. Some stuff in this same chapter. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 20 say, a man shall not lie with his neighbor's wife. Carnally. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And some of us, amen. Praise God. Let me speak to myself. I've lied with some people that I ain't supposed to lie with. Praise God. Just because they were females, hallelujah, didn't make it right. And it doesn't make it acceptable. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So I want to talk to y'all too. Hallelujah. Adulterers, fornicators. Hallelujah. You can come out that thing tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because watch this. If you in adultery and fornication, you going to hell with the rest of them. Hallelujah. Amen. With the abomination. Well, what I'm doing ain't abominable. But you still, according to verse 20, bless the name
Amen.
Of the Lord. Hallelujah. That ain't your wife, that's your neighbor's wife. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you know it because you know what time you go to work. Okay, I'm going to leave it alone. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And there's so much in the churches now. That's why they can't teach it in the fellowship. Praise God. Because the choir director is gay. The deacon is sleeping with everybody's wife in the church. The pastor know about it. Hallelujah. But all these people got good ties and all. Hallelujah. Praise God. They got good ties, and I'm not going to say nothing about Brother Jones. Deacon Jones tied 1,500 every 2 weeks. I'm not going to say nothing about that. That's 3 times a month. I'm doing the math. If I start preaching on adultery, he might leave the church. Praise God. But see, that's the wrong mindset. Hallelujah. If there happen to be some ministers listening now, that's the wrong mindset. The mindset, if I start preaching against these things, maybe they will be convicted in their spirit and decide to change. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can change. Hallelujah. If you're a homosexual, you can change. Look, my pastor gave a testimony yesterday, and I'm gonna open the floor again after this. My pastor gave a testimony on Sunday how he, amen, against the wishes of a lot of folks, baptized, hallelujah, some years ago, some transsexuals. Hallelujah, some years ago. Hallelujah, praise God. Well, why you baptized them? They transsexual, praise God. They came and they said they wanted to be baptized and they wanted to hear the word of God. Hallelujah, amen. I prayed about it. The Lord said, baptize them, and I did it. Now, some of us might not do that. That's what he did. But guess what? Hallelujah, amen. These transsexuals are no longer transsexuals. The man, the woman that was trying to be a man is now back a woman and is married to a man. Hallelujah. The man that was trying, that was crazy too, because a man trying to be a woman and a woman trying to be a man, and y'all end up together. Praise God, hallelujah. But the woman, the man that was trying to be a woman is now back being a man. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Because the word of God changed them. Hallelujah. Praise God. You in danger of going to hell. Praise God. Hallelujah. But if you come out that thing and be baptized, hallelujah, amen, in the name of God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yahshua, if you come out that thing, repent of your sins, hallelujah, praise God. Amen.
Yeah.
God, hallelujah, will welcome you right in. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's when it gets to there's no male or female. It's no, you can't use that to be gay. No. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. When you are, when you look in the mirror with your clothes off and you see who you are, hallelujah, that's when you can say there's no male or female. Hallelujah. Because he's not looking at me because I'm a woman. Not I'm a woman trying to be a man, trying to be a woman, trying to be a man. I'm a woman. I know I'm a woman, and God's accepted me as a woman. Hallelujah, praise God. Even though society may not accept me as a woman, hallelujah, they may not pay me correctly as a woman, hallelujah, amen. They may not let me preach because I'm a woman, hallelujah, amen. But I'm accepted by God as a woman, hallelujah, amen. I still get the blessing. I still inherit the kingdom of God, hallelujah. It's not, amen, for what man is using these scriptures for. Hallelujah, amen. To be, I'm a ain't no male or female, so that means I can be gay. No, glory to God. That means I can change my gender. No, if you do that, you're saying God made a mistake. God, I messed up with you, so I give you permission to cut that out because that ain't supposed to be there. Glory to God. The devil is a lie. No, Lord, have mercy. Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. God didn't mess up with you. He formed you in your mother's belly. So in your mother's belly, he decided whether or not you were going to be a man or a woman then. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank God for the man of God willing to preach that word. Hallelujah. Amen. And like I said, if you in these things, you can come out of these things. You can come out of fornication. You can come out of adultery. You can to come from being an abomination to being a righteous child of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Just by accepting him as your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Repenting of your sins.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. That's the kind of God we serve. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Amen. So we thank God for that word on tonight. We thank God for the truth. Hallelujah. Amen. Just because it's acceptable in your government, it's not acceptable by God. Hallelujah. Amen. We got to be different. We got to be set aside. We can't do what everybody else do. Didn't your mama tell you just because everybody else jumping off the bridge don't mean you going to jump too? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And they are teaching this to our children in the school. I got to say this real quick. They're teaching this to the children in the school to accept this. Hallelujah, to accept this as being normal. Praise God.
Mm.
Hallelujah. So we gotta combat that. Hallelujah. We got to be the ones to teach our children this isn't normal. Hallelujah. Praise God. They got to know that you know. Hallelujah. You remember back in the day, you knew somebody that was gay, but you was... They was like, whatever you do, don't tell my mama, don't tell my daddy, whatever you do. Praise God, hallelujah. They need that same fear today. They need to know that this is wrong. They need to think I'm doing something wrong when they're doing it. See, the government and the school system, they're programming the kids to think they're doing something right. Praise God. Hallelujah. The whole reason why a whole bunch of gay people that got saved is because they were programmed by their parents this was wrong. And every time they did it, as much as they rejoiced, in the back of their minds, they're going, this is wrong. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But now they're saying this is right. Hallelujah. Didn't nobody want to get saved. But now they got medicine where you can live with it. Praise God. Hallelujah. And they have commercials telling you be yourself. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So we got to combat that with our children because that's who the enemy is after. If he can get, he ain't got to us on his line, obviously, when it comes to this particular gender subject. Hallelujah. But he's trying to get to our kids, our grandkids, and our great-grandkids. Hallelujah. So we got to be the ones to say, hallelujah, amen, this is wrong. I don't care what the teachers tell you. Remember your mama, my grandma told me that. I don't care what that teacher told you. But she went to college. I don't care if she went to college or not. She don't know blankety blank blank. Praise God. And she was saved and then was cussing. Praise God. Hallelujah. But she said that teacher ain't know nothing. Bless the name of the Lord. You better listen to me and not listen to that teacher. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we need to do our children the same way. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to remind everybody out there, amen, if you haven't sown your seed, sow it. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody, let me say this real quick. When the apostle was speaking on bringing the offering every time you come to the man of God, I could feel in my spirit somebody was saying, how can I do that? Hallelujah. We come online every night. How can I do something like that? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You remember when you was, if you could put back a quarter, a dollar, 50 cents, praise God, besides your tithe. See, if, that's why the Bible say, have a man robbed God, yet ye have robbed me, but how have you robbed me? In tithes and all. Hallelujah. The 10%, hallelujah, then comes the offer. Praise God. It's a separate thing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll get in that lake in another time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But you can put back a dollar. Hallelujah. Amen. A day. Amen. Praise God. Whatever offering you can put forth. Hallelujah. Your 10% is just your 10%. Hallelujah. Every offering after that. Hallelujah. If you, whatever you can give. Hallelujah. Besides whatever the man of God might ask for a special seed offering. Hallelujah, that the Lord has put on his heart that would open up another door in your life, praise God. But besides that, hallelujah, amen. Every day you come forth, amen. If it's God put it on your heart, put a dollar to the side, hallelujah, amen. And then when you can, just send, you can save it up all up for 1 month and send it all in one time. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. I just wanted to throw that out there, praise God. So the line is open. You got any more comments, any words of encouragement, any more questions for the man of God? Amen. Well, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that called in and tuned in. We will be back on tomorrow night. Hallelujah. Amen. We invite you to tune in. We invite you to call in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Especially if you came on tonight. Amen. And you heard that word. Hallelujah. Come back tomorrow night. Amen. Praise God. If you prayed and you accepted God as your Savior, your personal Lord and Savior, praise God, and you repented of whatever you were in, hallelujah, amen. If you want to come out of it, hallelujah, you've got to come back. You got to stay in the Word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Stay in the Word. The more you stay in the Word, the more the Word will stay in you. Praise God. That's my new catchphrase. I'm going to use that every night. Hallelujah, amen. I'm going to turn it back over to the hands of the man of God at this time. It's back in your hands, Pastor Elder. Hallelujah. For your benediction and your final comments on tonight. Bless the name of the Lord.
Amen. Bless you, man of God. Bless you. Amen. Amen. Let's take heed. Amen. As we've heard the Lord speak through Elder Andre. Andre, amen. Concerning giving and offering. Amen. Also, amen. Ain't God good, y'all? Just
amen.
Bring us into the knowledge of the truth. Come on here, somebody. It's good to
amen.
Know the truth.
Amen.
This out.
Yeah.
How many of you know that you want to keep your finances blessed? Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Amen.
And how many know that if God don't open the door, it's not going to be open? Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And in this hour, you don't want no door that God don't open. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the devil will try to throw gifts and stuff your way, too?
Amen.
Come on.
But how many know that you don't want nothing if God don't give it to you? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hey, neighbor, I don't want nothing if God don't give it to me.
Neighbor, I don't want nothing if God don't give it to me.
God don't give it to me. I feel God getting ready to open some doors, though. Hallelujah. Listen, we're going to have to turn our praise game up because God is saying, tell the
Hallelujah.
People to turn their praise up.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God getting ready to do something, y'all. Something getting ready to hit. And
yes,
God
Lord.
Is saying
Hallelujah.
We got to be in the proper place
Hallelujah.
So when it hit, it won't affect us. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell y'all something. I'm not just talking. I'm talking by the Spirit of the Holy
Hallelujah.
Ghost. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many
Amen.
That God ain't going to do nothing unless he first speak it through his prophet. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 I'm not
speaking, Holy
y'all.
Spirit.
I'm saying what I'm hearing the Lord say. Come on here, somebody. Somebody said the Lord said.
Amen.
The Lord said.
Amen.
Said.
The Lord said.
Somebody give God a
Hallelujah.
Shout.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I see God releasing money, y'all. I
Amen.
See God releasing things to us in the spirit realm. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
And when things get crazy, God is going to supply all of our needs. Watch and see what
Amen.
I
Amen. Amen. I believe
Amen.
That, Bishop. I believe.
Because God is loosing
Amen.
Our angels. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on, Bishop.
Speaking
is
open. Hallelujah.
The Amen.
The kingdom of heaven is open.
Amen. Amen.
Says the Lord. He said, the kingdom of heaven is open to those who walk in obedience. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
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 Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
And I'm going to close with this, but check out what the Lord just told me. He said, you in the book, he said, because Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Of God.
Come on.
That word righteousness means his way of doing things. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
His way of doing things.
Hallelujah.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness in all these things. Come on here, somebody. How many know that things come with God?
Yes,
come
Lord.
On here, somebody. We trying to seek the
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
God said, no, things come with me. Come on here, somebody. So God said, if you
amen,
wrap yourself
amen.
Up in, everything you need will be provided. I wish somebody had kept that faith.
Amen.
Oh,
hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory,
glory,
hallelujah.
Glory,
glory, glory,
hallelujah. Amen. So things are an added addition that come with God. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
And I hear the Lord saying, tell them to hurry up and sow their $80 seeds so that God can meet your needs. Everything you need is in
amen.
Him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God. I'm telling you, I feel the bukondarabasandaraboshe. And I hear the Lord saying, soon, people are not going to know which way to go. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
But God said he going to keep us. But God said he going to keep us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God another praise.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory.
Come on, come on.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Amen, amen. Amen. If there are not any more questions or comments, I'm going to get ready to dismiss us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anybody got anything you want to say before I pray us out?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If not, amen, we're finna get ready to be prayed out. Father, we thank you and we give you praise and glory for what our eyes have seen, for what our ears have heard, what our hearts now understand. Father, we thank you right now for your word tonight. Father, we thank you, Lord, for giving us the truth, the unadulterated truth, Lord, the real truth, God, hallelujah.
Yes.
So we can walk in
amen.
Your power. Walk in your love. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Walk adabosiki tororobo kondarabasando. Walk in your grace and mercy. We give you praise and glory tonight, God. Revolutionize our life, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for
yes.
opening up our eyes that we can see God. Hallelujah. We thank
yes,
you, Lord,
Lord,
that we believe every word, God, hallelujah, that you speak unto us, God. You said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of your mouth. So we give you praise tonight, God, and glory.
Amen.
And we ask you, Father, to continue to
yes,
lead
Lord.
Us and guide us. What I say unto one.
What I say unto one.
What I say unto one.
What I say unto all. I say unto all.
What?
What? What?
What? What?
Watch.
And pray.
And live holy.
And live holy.
And holy.
And live holy.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day. Say neighbor.
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 I love
neighbor.
You.
I love you.
I love you.
And ain't nothing you can do about it.
Amen.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
I want to give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
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 Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
You
announce you're
going to be at the temple 5 o'clock tomorrow night.
One more night, amen.
Yeah.
Keep driving to that destination.
Amen.
Let's go. I brought some friends with me, and we will do this song for you. Ah.
I got friends all over the place. It's gonna be beautiful. All the healthcare workers, all my brothers and sisters, they're strong.
Today's a new day, yeah, but there is no sunshine, and nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, yeah, but where are my blue skies?
You are the last party in the comfort.
Yeah.
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
In my heart, and it feels like a cold night.
Today is a new day, yeah. Tell me, where are my blue skies? Where is the love that you joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
Come on.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
shifting, shifting, shifting the atmosphere for breakthrough and healing. Our worship is shifting, shifting, shifting the and it's breaking.
How about that?
This worship is shifting the atmosphere.
Shifting the atmosphere.
Every yoke is destroyed. Every chain is broken. This worship is shifting the atmosphere.
Shifting the atmosphere.
Yes,
Over, 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 over clap your hands, everybody.
How many of you know we're living in the last days? For the Bible said there to be earthquakes and violent places. The words of the song said, Jesus getting us ready for that great day. Look at somebody and say, who shall? Who shall? Who shall be able to stand? Let's say amen for Brother Melvin Williams, Brother Doug Williams. Say amen for the Williams brothers.
My God, goodness, pray for that. My God, goodness. so faithful.
love you too, Bobby.
you got the same name because you love to have it. So how's this thing been going, Richie?
Good.
Yep, everything's been going well. I got to get ready for Wednesday. I got to go back to work.
Well, you work at the high school or what?
Yeah, I work at the high school.
Oh.
Yeah, I worked there for a while now.
Yeah, I don't work. I don't do nothing.
Oh.
That's it. I don't remember what to take me.
How do you get around?
Well, I got my power chair. I mostly use that. And I got crutches I can walk. But I mostly visit my neighbors. Unless I got to go to the doctor, so my sister come pick me up. Cause my sister drives. Well, I said I'm going to bed. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
Yeah.
Good night, Brian.
Good
he
night,
must
man.
Be asleep. Hello?
Good night.
Good night.